Today, as we speak, there's 50 million children who are on the move, of which 28 million have been displaced by conflict, natural disasters, reasons that are beyond their control, if you will. Many of these children are migrating or moving for normal reasons, and their journey is not particularly dangerous or fraught, but others face real difficulties, specifically unaccompanied children, specifically the girl child, who then, when they're traveling on their own or traveling because they're escaping conflict or violence, often find themselves prey to traffickers, dangers along the route. And the point of the report is to say that they should be cared for and protected every step of the way, and that there are solutions, there are ways that states are doing this already.
What are the good practices or best practices to protect children, migrant children?
So there's a number of cases that are highlighted in the reports, and let me give a couple. We have the example of Germany, which has established common standards for reception centers, so that regardless of where a child comes in Germany, there's certain standards that are monitored. The child's best interest is taken into account. There are the translation services to speak to the children in their own languages so they understand what are the options at their disposal, and they have access to services such as education and justice. That's one example. I can take the case of Mexico, for example, which has instructed its consular authorities abroad, specifically in the United States, to support children of Mexican origin there, so that even if their parents are deported because of the migration system in the U.S., the children themselves have a recourse, can speak to the consular authorities and get support from those migration authorities. You have the situation of Lebanon, which opened its public education system to migrant and refugee children from Syria and other nearby countries. And in the process of doing so, strengthened that system so that Lebanese children also benefited. And finally, let me mention Thailand. Thailand, the country which in 2010 gave every child born in Thailand, whether Thai or not, access to a birth registration form, which recognizes that birth and is the importance of legal identity and the beginning of legal identity. And that form gives that child access to Thai health services, eventually gives that child access to Thai education services. These are some of the examples that are highlighted in the report.